Hello, and welcome to Knoxcast Episode 62. Robert Benfer, a.k.a. Knox, is out of town, and I haven't heard from him for a few days. And it's Wednesday already, so I figured I'd just go ahead and start recording. I'm here with my brother, Josh.
Hello, I'm Josh.
Yes, that's Josh. And my cousin, Nicholas.
Hello, I'm Nicholas.
That's Nicholas. And this is Episode 62 of Knoxcast, and We're gonna talk to you and fill your ears with sweet love. With love.
We didn't agree on.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Okay, just play along, man. Just go along with whatever
I'm not
I do.
Sure I'm
don't question it. Don't question it.
I'm pretty comfortable with
filling ears with sweet love.
Ah, sure.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Don't think I've done that before.
Yeah. We're recording on the road. We are actually, I'm recording for my pocket camera. And so the audio quality is slightly less than you're accustomed to, except,
we're actually in a parking lot.
Yeah, we're in a parking lot outside of the Olive Garden.
And I'm sitting in the back seat of Jason's vehicle.
Yes. The Olive Garden. That's where we were. I would not recommend the Olive Garden. No, and it's funny because me and Nick both ordered pasta. And the edges of our pasta on the plate, the edges of the pasta was overcooked and dry and crunchy. And we figure it's because they actually don't cook any of this stuff fresh. They have bowls of, like, prepared food already. And then they just, when you order it, they go and they heat it up. Because there's no other reason why the edges of the plate that are not covered in sauce would be overcooked unless they had to reheat it. So we have discovered the Olive Garden's painful, evil, terrible secret.
You know, my meat plate was fine. Maybe if you ate meat once in a while, you'd be happier with your restaurant experiences.
I'm driving now, Josh. I can't respond to you. I'm trying to move the car. Whoa, yeah. Almost ran over a little girl. That's sad. No.
Well, please, you would have hit the mother first.
The mother
would become a Disney movie.
Yeah.
I don't know, Jason. I don't know if you could do this and drive at the same time.
Well, I'm not going to be holding this the whole time.
Would you like me to?
Yeah, go ahead. Okay. No, hold it like that. Don't
hold it like that.
That's
okay. There's people waiting.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're making people wait.
We're leaving the Olive Garden.
Now you can hit the mother.
Yeah. And we are heading where?
Mother's got a pink monkey in her arms. Like, seriously.
Who brings a pink monkey to Olive Garden?
I don't know. Who does bring a pink monkey to Olive
Table
Garden?
For four. Me, my husband, my daughter, and my monkey.
Yeah.
So where are we headed?
I don't know, I'm just going to start driving.
There's Toys R Us over there.
No.
That's a fun time for all.
No.
With the R being backwards and everything.
No. So, Nicholas, how are you doing today, Nick?
Doing fine.
Yeah. I'm exclude me.
I'm
you might remember Nick. He was the guy that Eduardo annoyed in Eduardo's Spatula Hands. And then we have Joshua here.
Yes.
He was the guy with the evil guy with a poisonous Mountain Dew. Eduardo. He was also the cow in Richard Crumb.
You always make me wear some silly mask that hides my face.
Yeah, we don't like your face.
There's something wrong with the way I look, Jason.
Not always. But oh yeah, I guess.
I mean, I was Metaphor who had a sheet over my head.
Yeah, but you were the eggplant guy. And
there we go. You just made me look crazy in that one.
Oh yeah.
Which I guess I do fine.
You do crazy well.
Yes, crazy is my forte.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So this is actually the first Knoxcast without any Robert Benfer.
At all.
There was an episode before where Robert was in it for about a minute and then left.
Can you do a Robert impression?
A Robert impression.
I mean, that way we can at least simulate it a bit.
Yeah, sure. Ah!
That was wonderful.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it
was.
Wow,
was Knox just in the car?
I felt his presence.
Ah! Oh,
there it is again.
He's locked in the trunk.
Uh-oh.
Ah! Hi, guys. My name is Robert Benfer.
You know, you're allowed to turn right at a red light. There you go.
I'm going straight. What are you doing, man?
Wait. No, this is my school.
Oh.
You tricked me.
Yes, you said we were going to the Olive Garden, but no. We were actually going to your school.
I hate you, school!
Roll your window back up.
I need to...
The noise is going to be too much for my poor little microphone.
Why are we near my high school?
That's where we're going, man.
Great.
What are all these cars doing here?
The teachers had to be back this week or something. Wait, you're turning. Why?
We're going to walk around your campus. Is the door unlocked, do you think?
Probably not.
Probably get kicked out if we're
You
not
can get in pretty easily. There's just no way out. This isn't even the main entrance. It's the next turn.
Yeah.
This is the bus loop.
Is there any cars?
No.
I can't see.
No one goes near this place. You kidding? This is the main entrance area.
Let's just drive around in here for a second. We got nothing else to do.
This is exactly what I want to do.
Yeah.
Drive around my high school parking lot.
So, Josh, are you about
your
to go
ex to... high school?
Yes.
Josh was now going to college.
Yeah, yay! He's going turn to, right here. It's the senior parking lot.
He's going to Barnum and Bailey's Clown College.
Yes. It closed down the other clown college.
Actually, that's the one that closed down.
Yes. There's my. Yeah, you can see the oil stains at my parking spot. Not this one.
Yeah, what kind of car did you drive?
71 Thunderbird.
71 Thunderbird.
That's why there's oil stains on
you can
spot.
See the parking spot with the diesel truck that had the oil stains. The 68 Mustang had the oil stains.
Yeah.
And the 71 Thunderbird.
We are next to, oh man. This school is creepy. Look at this. It's I guess you can't see at home, but it's built like a jail, and it's also built like a big cult center. They've got over here to our left. It says Knowledge Center, and then next to that, it's a creepy looking building, and it says Wellness Center.
Yes.
Wellness Center.
The Nutrition Center is over there.
Yeah, there's a Nutrition Center. Nutrition Center. Come to the Nutrition Center. Feel like I'm in an even worse version of The Island.
God, it can't be a worse version.
Yeah, that movie was horrible. Have you seen The Island, Nick?
Yes.
That movie was terrible.
Absolutely.
I didn't think it was that bad.
Oh, man.
Didn't watch it then, did you?
No, I think the trailer kind of ruined that movie, because...
I think the movie ruined
you
the trailer.
You know exactly what was going on in the first 5 minutes.
Well, because I saw the trailer.
No, even if you didn't see the trailer, immediately as soon as it starts.
No, it could have been like just some sort of big camp of.
I figured it out. I hadn't even seen the trailer, and I figured it out like immediately.
Well, you know.
It was just crappy filmmaking.
Yeah, Michael Bay movie. What else?
Well, Michael Bay just came out with Transformers.
Did you see that?
No.
It was all right. It was.
I've heard it's pretty good, actually.
Yeah, it was all right.
I'm skeptical because it's Michael Bay.
Yeah, it's...
Because I've hated every other movie I've seen of his. Like Pearl Harbor.
Well, yeah.
Oh, God, cool. Pearl Harbor. I got Pearl Harbor on DVD. Why? I was watching it, and I was like, my God, this is the worst movie I've ever... I was just sitting through it like, what is going on? This is terrible. This is Pearl Harbor. What's... And so it's going through all this stuff, and like 2 hours later, 2 hours into... 2 hours later... It Pearl Harbor attacks and everything, and it's and I figure the movie's over, and then up comes insert second DVD.
Yeah.
Please insert disc two. And I'm like,
no.
What? I've been watching for like 2 hours already. It's still going on.
Yes, and then the end of the movie.
I put in the second disc, and there's another 2 hours of like drama of relationship between these characters.
Very end, doesn't Ben Affleck pretty much save the world with his
Yeah, it's something like that. I don't know, the whole movie's dumb. I hate that. Ben Affleck. Hi, I'm Ben Affleck.
I don't know if anybody's ever seen this, but back in elementary school, they used to show, they called it The Voyage of the Mimi, and it had Ben Affleck in it. It was one of his first things he's ever done, and he was like 8, and it was basically about him and a crew of other guys that just go on a ship, and they sail around, and you learn many things.
Knowledge! Just the thing. Educational film.
I like Ben Affleck, but I would probably like him a lot more if he didn't continuously get cast in movies that make me hate him.
There is that.
And just every movie that I see him in, it's like, it's Ben Affleck. Because I think, I like Ben Affleck. Ben Affleck's a cool dude. But then I watch him like, I hate Ben Affleck. Just every movie he's in, I just hate him. It just annoys me.
Yeah.
Man. Ben Affleck. Yeah, but here we are. We're driving down. We're passing Riverside Bank.
I don't know when that bank just suddenly appeared there.
Riverside
Bank. Yeah, when you talk, Josh, talk closer to the microphone. I don't know how how this probably, pickup is.
Well, yeah. Nick is way further than me.
No, it's you have to talk towards it, though, because if you don't, you get, like, this echoey sound because of how crappy this mic is.
Then my voice will sound awesome. It'll be like, echo, echo.
It's the onboard. You know, this freaking camera, this memory card, can with the battery level, can apparently record something like 7 hours worth of audio.
Well, I'm definitely not talking for 7 hours.
It's going to be a long Knox cast.
Well, it's pretty awesome because, you know, you have this little camera you carry around. You can, if you're in college, you can bring it and record lectures. You can, I can record about, with the battery, about 45 minutes of video, too. Which is pretty good. I mean, for this little pocket camera, that's...
10 megapixels, wow.
Yeah.
That's,
Casio.
That's pretty fancy.
Yeah, pretty fancy. It wasn't that expensive. I got it
for about the size of a deck of cards.
Yeah, okay. I got it for $200.
200?
200 smackaroos.
Wow.
Nice.
That wasn't too bad. We're driving. I'm gonna
make a turn. I'm
trying to think, should we go left towards the savannas?
No. We've been there too many times.
Okay, let's just go forward then.
What is forward?
No man's land.
That's nice.
No man's land. Oh, by the way, for anyone listening, we actually are in a car driving. Because we do a bunch of episodes where we pretend like we're somewhere else. Like, I pretended I was in a submarine once. And me and Robert went and investigated a UFO at one point. But we are actually, three of us, in a car driving from
we were at the Olive Garden.
The Olive Garden.
Eating with our family.
Got some ZD with... it was terrible.
It
wasn't bad. It was just mediocre.
They had
was,
delicious drinks.
Yeah, you know, Olive Garden visits are always just mediocre.
Yeah, the Sprite I had was actually pretty good.
The Coke I had was the best I've had in a while.
Yeah,
I
know. And my water was good. So.
I know, that's just weird.
They drugged the drinks, I guarantee you. But the thing is, because, I mean, my pasta, because I made pasta 2 days ago for lunch, and it was as good as what I just had. And when I make pasta in a half hour at home, just frying up some, boiling up some noodles and pouring some Presto over it, and it ends up being exactly as good as Olive Garden.
Yeah.
I mean, they're doing something wrong there. And they had, because when I read it on the menu, because I like cheese, I read the menu, and it said four types of cheeses baked into this, and then the ziti is baked into more cheese. And just the description kept saying cheese over and over again. I was like, wow, this is going to be a monumental empire of cheese here. But instead, it was like noodles with red sauce on it and a little sprinkling of cheese. And I was disappointed.
I think the cheese they sprinkled on top afterwards is probably more than they had originally in there.
Yeah, it was sad. It was a sad day for Jason's cheese desires.
I think we should go on a walk.
Kino sandals sold here.
Hey, I've been wondering where those are sold.
You want to go for a walk?
Yes, me and Jason. Jason took me.
Yeah, well, if we can find a place to park, because I cannot parallel park, so there's no possible way that I'll be able to park here.
Jason brought me downtown.
Make a right
today,
then
for lunch.
There's...
And what was that place? What was that place we ate at, Jason? Yes.
Oh God.
Jason brought me to this old lady lunch place.
Hey, that lady is a weightlifter right there.
We were the only guy. I think we were the only guy
in
this place.
Going. Wait, how do you even get in there? Never mind. You missed your chance.
Oh, good. Now we're going.
If we turn around, we can go to the causeway.
Now we're going to retirement land.
Oh God. Ocean Breeze Park, where they're trying to sell all these mobile homes for $40 million.
Don't go in Ocean Breeze Park. There's no way out of there.
The speed limit is 4.
Hey, I gotta watch out, because there's cops around here, like, to pull people over for speeding. You don't want to speed.
Yeah.
This is not a speed zone.
Even though the road is, like, long and straight.
How do I get out of here? This is...
You make a U-turn in one of these motel areas.
Okay, I'm just turning here. This is ridiculous.
We should have gone to it.
No.
Or choose from.
Yeah.
Wow, where are you taking us, Jason?
Doing a U-turn.
We're out in the middle of a mobile home park.
No, it's not a mobile home. Well,
yeah,
yes, it is. It's a trailer park.
It's a special trailer park, though.
We are in a trailer park.
These trailers cost $500,000.
Oh, they don't?
Well, they are off the ocean.
They're running the ocean.
First class.
This property, the trailer parks themselves probably cost very little, except the location they're on, if they were to sell them, would be a significant amount of
money. That's why they're trying to sell this whole park.
Yes, because this real estate right here is worth gazillions of dollars. And it's all trailer parks here.
Yep.
These people got lucky when they moved here before anybody cared.
They got unlucky because the owners are selling it now.
Oh. That's sad. We're next to a marina.
Is this where we filmed Eduardo, the hippo scene?
No.
Or it was downtown Stewart.
Stewart, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, where are we going, Doug?
We can go to the causeway.
Oh.
Go straight.
There's the popo.
Oh my god. Shink.
5-0. You should get popo.
Why are you turning?
Well, because we wanted to, like, walk around here.
Oh, you want to walk around here?
Well, yes,
park
in there.
Oh.
Wait, whoa, we can't make a turn right here. What are you doing?
Don't worry, the cops already passed.
Alright, so we are parking.
In the middle of nowhere.
Alright, so.
Okay.
Hear all the sound effects, it proves we're in a car.
No, because I've added sound effects to some of our other stuff. But no, we really are in a car now. Now we're outside.
Definitely probably hear the wind. Right off the water here. Probably can't even hear us anymore.
Yeah, the audio quality's probably gone way down.
Yeah. Do we even know we're recording?
Yeah, there goes
the Batmo Corvette.
The Batmo Corvette, yeah.
Yes.
Off to, I do have to take a piss somewhere, so just try to find
I don't think they can hear you anymore. This is probably a bad idea to get out of the car.
Especially in downtown Denton.
Well, we could walk away from the water.
There's nothing interesting here. Why are we out?
I don't know. It was your idea.
All right, let's just go back. This was a terrible idea.
Well, we went to downtown Stewart. It's usually,
All right, we're going back to the car.
Usually kicking on the road.
Yeah.
That was a great walk.
That was a wonderful walk. We're right by the ocean here. If I wasn't recording, I would take a picture for you guys. But I'm doing the audio thing, so...
Okay.
So, where to now?
Where to now? Let's see.
In the middle.
Am I holding it right?
Seat belts on, everyone.
Yeah, you're holding it fine.
Wonderful.
Okay. So what's new, guys?
We just went for a walk.
Yes.
Oh, man. So where are we to? Where are we going, guys?
Well, I don't know.
This is a pretty big incline for...
Yeah.
Extreme,
I don't think your car's gonna make it up here, man. It's the biggest incline in Florida.
There we go.
Accelerate!
Yeah.
Alright.
This road goes
where?
For a couple hours.
Yeah. Oh, here we go.
We're on a journey. What is that?
God.
It's like a house with like 100 lawn ornaments.
Okay, was that like a shop or something? Why did they have so much stuff before?
I don't know, it was just somebody's house.
Because I thought at first it was a lawn ornament store.
Somebody's yard.
You gotta be pretty crazy to live on this road.
I guess.
Eventually we'll pass by a gypsy.
That woman looks like Sarah Silverman.
Oh.
Did you see that?
I thought that totally is Sarah Silverman. I swear.
Maybe we should go.
I think that was Sarah Silverman.
We should pick her up.
Yeah.
Get in the car!
Get in the car, Sarah Silverman.
Be a perfect guest for the show.
Okay, what are we doing here? What is this?
That way goes to the beach.
Another roundabout? What is...
Oh, yes. Yeah,
goes to the beach. Goes to...
We're going to the beach.
All right, we could go to the causeway.
I don't know what the causeway...
Well, if you go under here, there's like a park kind of area. Under the bridge.
Yeah, let's go under the bridge.
Docks and everything.
Do you want to go under the bridge?
This is a bridge of nightmares right here.
This is a fun bridge.
This bridge just goes up.
Yes.
It's like the roller coaster bridge.
Correct.
Right lane, bike only. Speed limit, 40 miles an hour. There's a hippie following us.
Yes, that yes. Hippie's been behind us for a while.
They're following us.
The hippies have found us.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I remember going here, because I went to the beach at one point to take some pictures.
I remember going to the beach once.
Some ocean backgrounds for the Spatula Madness movie.
The parking area, next right.
Huh? What?
Huh?
So, Nick.
Yes?
What's going on?
Nothing, man. Just,
tell some chill stories.
I'm here for the week. Just visiting from, Orlando or Titusville.
Beautiful.
Living both.
Beautiful Orlando / Titusville / Florida.
Yes. Titusville is,
Florida.
Yeah, all Florida.
Beautiful Florida.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome.
Look at all the trees.
Moved out of my Orlando apartment. Mm-hmm. I roomed with three Hindu guys.
Hey.
Yeah, they're pretty interesting. Interesting guys. Learned a lot about them.
So you and me have something in common now. You lived with three Hindu guys. I lived with three Muslims.
Yeah.
So we have a bond now, Nick.
We do have.
A bond of living with people whose food we don't like.
Yeah, can't even, that's the smell, just the smell of the apartment after they cook.
Yeah, the food that the Muslims I ate with, it was really good food. The only thing is, it was so spicy that I died multiple times, had to be revived.
In the...
Hey, look, a roundabout.
Oh, God. I keep building these stupid things, these roundabouts, everywhere, out of nowhere.
It's the new fad.
Roundabout. 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 Hey, look, a roundabout. We're at the beach. Now we're going to turn around and go home.
Okay.
Now we'll go to the beach.
Okay.
It's going to be so windy here.
It is windy.
Yeah. There's no way we're going to be able to record.
Sound quality suicide.
Yeah, we're at the beach, dude.
Yeah, man.
Man, look, there's a surfer.
Like killer waves and stuff.
Man, someone just got eaten by a whale.
Dude. Arguably, man.
Man. Do not exit, enter.
What is that sign?
What? Okay, there's a sign there that says, do not exit, enter. Do not exit, enter.
Yes. That's very vague. There's another one.
Do not exit, enter.
It's like a stop-go sign.
Stop-go.
Stop going.
All right, we're leaving this crazy place because I can't stand these signs. These signs are... okay, there's a big sign here that says, notice, when you hear the emergency warning siren, turn to your local TV or radio station.
That's not comforting.
When you hear the warning siren of doom, please turn into your local TV station or else you might suffer death. Wow, I mean, they actually have a sign for that.
Yes.
How often do they air that siren that they need a sign to let people know that is bad?
I'm sure if I heard that.
Warning. Something. Turn into your TV station for more.
Emergency info is
if
on
I hear that siren, time. The first thing I'm going to think is not, where can I get to a television? I'm going to be like, okay, so what are the options here? Either chemical warfare, nuclear bombs, some sort of killer tornado. Something's happening, but I should probably get out of the way.
And hope that I can get far enough.
Yep.
You know, most of those options, it really doesn't matter what you do.
Yeah. At the point where they need to air this siren, things are getting bad. Ah, man. Well, we've been recording for about 25 minutes now, so we got about 5 minutes left.
Wonderful.
So anything you want to say, Nick?
Oh, okay. I'm trying to work on a cook show called Jeff the Chef.
Jeff the Chef.
Go to jeffthechefshow.com.
jeffthechefshow.com.
Well, we filmed one episode, and Jeff the Chef is apparently always busy every single day. And he... We're having trouble filming the second episode. So, what everybody should do...
Yes, listen to this.
What everybody should do is send Jeff an email. His email is jthechef@jeffthechefshow.com. Send him an email and just plead him for another episode. Just start bugging him every single day. Send him an email.
Look up his MySpace.
Yeah, look up his MySpace.
Send him pictures of cats you've drawn.
Yes, he will love it.
Do that. Just start bugging him every single day.
Say, Dr. Fluffington says, please make a second episode.
Every single day, just keep bugging him.
So ask him to make more episodes and send him pictures of cats you've drawn. Just draw pictures of cats.
Draw pictures of cats.
Sketch some cats.
Send it to jthechef@jeffthechefshow.com or you can find it. It's probably MySpace.
There's probably not too many Jeff the Chefs on MySpace. Although it rhymes, it's wonderful in that way.
I almost forgot. Josh and Nick?
Yes.
We asked this question to all of our guests. What do you think about deep sea fishing? Go, Josh.
I prefer underwater basket weaving.
Okay, Nick?
I don't believe in fishing.
You don't believe? You think it, like Bigfoot, it doesn't exist?
Yes.
Yes, I don't...
People don't fish, silly.
Here's the roundabout again. I got
third.
Yes.
Is this the fourth?
Roundabout. They're circular.
I wish roundabouts didn't exist. God. My goodness.
So.
These things are ridiculous.
They
build them like in the middle of like there's like a road and there's hardly any traffic on this road. There's not any traffic problems. The road is perfectly fine as it is. Just in the center, just right in the middle, they decide out of nowhere to build a roundabout. It drives me crazy because it's going to make traffic so much more complicated. When you're driving like in a straight line, and then you suddenly have to go in a roundabout for no reason, and then continue on in that straight line. It was just a straight road. A straight road with like a gas station right next to it.
Here's the lawn ornament.
That was it. Yeah, what is this? It's an antique store.
It's a boutique.
Boutique, yes.
Yay.
If we didn't have 2 minutes, we could have gone inside.
Crap, I was supposed to turn there, wasn't I?
No, you're supposed to turn here.
Oh. Okay.
So, 2 minutes.
How long have you lived here and you still know nothing about the area?
I don't
want to
go in that crazy boutique store.
Yeah.
If we go in there, there's going to be someone...
Hello, we have the voodoo
stuff.
Welcome
to my boutique store. You will never leave. All of those ornaments outside are really people who have come in. I turn them into... Yeah.
Did you see all of the dickies outside? They're very nice.
Look
at that Cadillac.
Should go get some ice cream.
Never been to that ice cream shop.
Is there a twisty treat around here?
I don't know.
I have to go to a twisty treat.
Why a twisty treat?
Oh,
it's because
treats.
It looks like a twisty.
Now you and Nick don't listen to Noxcast, so you don't know. But there's a conspiracy, man.
Really?
With twisty treats.
Alright, I'll
conspiracy.
There's a conspiracy with furniture stores.
Yeah, I was playing Nick and Joshua parts of Noxcast earlier. And I could tell how much they liked it.
Trying to get an idea what the show's about.
You totally could have gone into this roundabout a while ago.
I could have, but I wanted to stay here and admire this. How many roundabouts have we run into? I didn't even realize this, because you know, I saw the one pop-up, and I was like, wow, that's crazy. And then they're all around now.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
They're everywhere. They have pulled the wool over my eyes for too long.
Everyone on Noxcast listening, write to your governor about roundabouts.
Say no to roundabouts.
Yes, pass a bill making more illegal. Find a better solution than making a circle.
Or saying, like, the governor's wife or something has to own a roundabout company or something like that. Because there is no reason why all of these roundabouts are being built here. This is silly. I am filled with anger. Just furious, hate-filled anger.
Yeah.
Yes.
Jason's a very angry man.
I am. And when I get angry, I smash things.
Yes. You don't know Jason for real. He's
Be angry.
Behind the mic. Behind the mic.
Behind the mic, I am a bitter,
Jason,
hateful, hate-filled, angry person.
Very much so.
The only reason that these two are recording is because of my beatings that I have ensued. Just the constant hitting.
Yes.
We are at the 30-minute mark, I guess.
Yes. Well, I guess we will end on that note, huh?
Yeah.
That's an interesting note to end on.
Yes, well, thank you for listening to Noxcast episode 62. This is the first Noxcast with zero Nox.
Except
yeah, even the trunk. He was yelling.
The trunk, I think. Yeah.
Yes.
I still.
How long does that air last back there?
Not.
He's got to be passed out. But
at least a half hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a small trunk. It's a small car.
Yeah, it is. Oh well.
He's got a heavy breather.
So anyway, we will. We'll talk to you later. See you next week, people. Hopefully Robert Benfro will be back by then.
Because he really doesn't want to deal with me and Nick again.
Yeah, this has been fun though. This has been good. You know, this has been an educational experience. I have learned a lot about roundabouts, about myself, the roundabouts in my heart, and deep sea fishing. So, thank you, Nick. Thank you, Joshua. Any last words?
Joshua spelled with a Q, remember?
Yes.
It's silent.
It's spelt Joshua, but pronounced Joshua.
Yes.
And Nick?
JeffTheChefShow.com.
JeffTheChefShow.com, that's right.
It's still under construction, but check it out.
Yep. All right, everyone. See you next week.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back.
Hey.
Yeah, I dialed up Robert. He's in the trunk still. He's talking to us on his cell phone.
Yeah.
So, how's that air supply lasting?
Not really good. I have a huge headache. Got a huge headache.
Yeah. So me, Josh, and Nick are sitting here from the comfort of inside.
Straining my legs.
Yeah, I bet you are.
And Robert's still in the trunk.
Yes, I am.
So, Robert, how do you like the trunk? Is it roomy?
No, actually, it's not. It's anything but roomy.
Is it delicious?
It's anything but roomy, delicious, and not really, really hot and uncomfortable.
Yeah, the trunk. It's good because I used to store costumes in there, so you might have a few things to dress up in.
Oh really? Well, I can't really see. It's kind of dark, but. Yeah,
well,
I feel
be,
a lot
be
of
like an emergency light in there. You might be able to wire it so it goes
an
on.
Emergency light. Okay.
Just in case Jason ever gets stuck in there.
Well, you know, it's happened before. I've accidentally locked myself in the trunk.
How do you lock yourself in a trunk?
I have been in that trunk though before when I was making the anti-Brookers video.
Really?
Yeah, I was in the trunk. Yeah, because I thought I was like, hey, Josh, because Josh was helping me film.
Yeah.
And it's a good thing we were getting along at the time.
Yeah, and I was like, hey, a great shot would be me in the trunk. And so I climbed in the trunk, and Josh starts filming me, and then Josh is like, and I was like, someone's coming, aren't they? He's like, yeah. I quickly jump out of the trunk, and I'm wearing that ridiculous I Recycle Boys shirt that I wore that I wore for the Brookers video, and it's like this family, like this grandma and this little kid, and their parents and all the it was like a whole group of people, and I don't know, I have no idea what they thought we were recording.
It was
that's like a Ben Stiller movie moment.
Yeah, I think we talked about this before.
You did.
What do you have, like 62 episodes?
Yeah, this is episode 62. Isn't that, so
you probably talked about everything twice by now.
Have you guys ever heard the show?
They heard bits and I played them bits and pieces of it.
Yeah, that's pretty much that's kind of the only good way of listening to the show.
I showed them the entire library.
I heard the very first one back when it was on, and I can tell it's changed a lot.
I hear Jason recording them a lot, and I never really know what's going on. But that's about it.
We never really know what's going on either.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of weird walking by a brother's room and just hearing him. Yeah.
Thinking Jason finally got mad after making hours and hours of work on Spatula Madness every single day.
Yeah. So what's new, Robert?
Nothing really. Just sitting in a trunk. You know, I was you know coming over to your house. Just coming over to your house, hoping that maybe you know hang out or maybe you know go eat somewhere. But no, I ended up in a trunk.
We had some Olive Garden. It was average.
Oh, cool. Well, I didn't.
It was the Spider-Man 3 of restaurants.
Yeah, it wasn't good, not bad, but it was all right.
Have you noticed the car driving in circles a bit? There's a lot of roundabouts in the neighborhood.
No, I haven't really noticed anything. I just know that I'm being thrown around in a trunk.
How long do you think it'll be before you die?
A couple of hours, maybe.
Would you like a mint? They give us extras.
Yeah, we had a lot of... No, but if we open the trunk, that's a whole new supply of oxygen.
That's true.
Well, I did save you some spaghetti.
Well, why am I in the trunk in the first place?
You're the one who's there. You tell us.
Well, I didn't...
You know, I was... We were about to go out, you know, I turned around and then just Robert, just out of nowhere, just decides to be there.
Yeah.
He's just like, I mean, he had called ahead and said he was coming, but, you know, he was just, and I overreacted, I'm sorry. How was your head?
It feels like it's about
because
to explode.
My talking drum is broken, and I just want to tell you that's, I'm going to bill you for that.
It's a what? Nice drum.
I know.
Did you hit me in the head with
a
talking drum?
It, but that's.
You can't prove who hit what.
And I panicked, you know, because I figured, you know, he's gonna go to the police once he wakes up, and if you're in the trunk, you can't do that. I'm hoping maybe.
If you let me out of the trunk now, I promise I won't tell anybody about this.
Well, but now we're recording it. It's not.
Was probably a mistake on our part.
Yeah, that was well.
Yeah, but nobody believes
find out
this
either
stuff.
Either way,
that's true.
Nobody believes this. So if we record and say we're doing this. That nobody's going to believe that it actually happened. People are just going to assume that one of his crazy fans heard the episode, got an idea, and decided to lock him in a trunk and kill him. In our trunk, my trunk.
Yes.
I'll have to move into another trunk.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
So, why am I here in the first place?
I don't know, why
are
you...
any of us here?
Yeah.
Man, every time I come to Florida, this crap happens to me.
Yeah.
Last time I came to Florida, I ended up in freaking Socktopia, and now I'm in a freaking trunk.
Socktopia, man, that was... Man, we should tell the story of how we got out of Al Gore's house.
Yeah, we should do that. We never recorded that. We ran out of your battery on your recorder thingy ran out or something.
Yeah, we were in Al Gore's house, and it's floor is covered in bacon.
Yeah.
It was not very pretty, but how do we get out, Robert?
Well, we wandered through the many, many halls of Al Gore's house, and then we found the back door. And that's it.
Quite the adventure.
Wow.
That's why we didn't describe it in Socktopia Part 3, because it was not very exciting.
Well, it's just the house, you know, we're getting out of the house.
After being witness to a giant sock army and all that other kind of stuff, it was kind of anticlimactic.
Well, what do you expect? We're just getting out of a house, you know, when we're not really in a sock world anymore. We're just...
He had a pretty big house, I was surprised.
Yeah, he did.
He's all about energy conservation and stuff like that, and he had a lot of light bulbs.
He had a lot of light bulbs, actually.
He had a whole bunch of those, you know, those machines where you, like, it's a glass globe with, like, an electrified thing in the middle, and you put your fingers on it, and, like, the electricity jumps. He had, like, 1,000 of those. He had, like, a whole...
He had a giant one in his backyard.
I know, that was...
And I touched it. I touched it, and I was out for, like, 2 hours.
I know.
It electrocuted me.
I know, and you woke up, and you didn't have any of your clothes on anymore, and,
I don't think that had anything to do with sock world. I think
that was
something
totally,
you did.
The electricity blew your clothes off. That wasn't.
I think you did something.
Found them tied up on the roof.
Yeah. I think you did something.
You know, this is why we have problems, Robert. Because you don't trust me.
Why should I trust you? I'm in his trunk right now. And you guys are out eating Olive Garden.
You blow everything out of proportion. And it's...
Oh, yeah, I'm blowing...
I'm tired of it, Robert.
I'm not the one blowing anything.
Don't make us back into something.
Don't...
God.
You know...
At least I'll die quickly.
Yeah, I've heard suffocation is actually a pretty bad way to go.
We could back into a lake if you prefer that.
Yeah, I'm starting to feel very woozy.
No, but then the car was going to get ruined.
Well, do you have
then you're not going to have a car, yeah.
I don't care.
We could say he stole the car, put himself in the trunk as it was heading toward a lake.
Yeah, he put it in reverse, jumped out of the driver's seat, jumped quickly into the trunk.
Yes.
I don't know if they'll go for that.
An elaborate scheme, especially after we described it here.
Yeah, that's...
You guys suck at this.
Yeah, we're not. Well, we haven't killed that many people. It's. I think the more people you kill, the better you get at it. I guess.
Probably.
Yeah.
It's like with anything. Cause like when I first started playing soccer, I was pretty bad, and then a year later, I still wasn't very good. But I was like 10. So you can't.
I was never good at soccer. I sucked when I first started, and 3 years later, when I stopped, I still sucked.
Yeah.
But I was like 8.
I didn't have an illustrious soccer career. I had. I think I talked about it before at Noxcast, so I'm going to stop.
You said everything, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, after we got out of Al Gore's house, we had to get a plane ticket to head back over to Florida. And then I had to get another plane ticket to head over to Texas. So it was a big waste of money.
Yeah, why'd you do that? That was silly. That Al Gore would be upset about your misuse of energy right there.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he would.
Two plane rides.
Actually, it was your idea.
Well, I needed... I wanted some company.
You're the one who got the tickets.
What's that?
I paid for it, but you're the one who booked them.
Yeah. Well, that's...
stole my wallet and you booked the plane tickets without me knowing.
With your accusations... And your talk, you know, you talk this big talk, but where are the receipts, huh? Where's the proof?
You have them. Well, you probably threw them away.
I don't throw.
I was like, Jason, I really want to go back to Texas, and you're like, no, you can come to Florida, and we can go out and like a dinner and a movie or something.
I'll drive you back to Texas.
And then as soon as we get to your house, you're like, you know what, this is boring. Go back to Texas.
I'll drive you to Texas.
And then a week later, you're like, hey, why don't you come
I'll
up to Florida?
Right
we never like. You're like, why don't you come back up to Florida? We can have dinner and a movie, and now I'm in the trunk.
Make you a deal if you can last till Texas.
Yeah, well, I'll drive you to Texas. You got.
I just want to have a dinner and a movie with you. We've been trying for the last month, and it hasn't worked out.
I'm not listening, Robert, because I've been saying this since we were both that big box that.
Yeah.
What?
Now you guys missed a lot. This
parts of my brother's life.
I just realized this just blew my mind right now. There's got to be at least 10 episodes in which we end up get at some point. I think that says something about us that I don't want to really get into.
Yeah.
I think I'm realizing things about myself, Robert, and I'm not comfortable with him. So you got to go. You got to die.
Why do I got to die? I don't.
Have you seen that movie,
I don't have a problem with...
American Beauty? Have you seen that movie?
No.
No. Oh. No. Yeah, there's a guy who's gay, and he kills someone over it.
Oh, really? Well, I don't have to die. I don't care if you're gay.
Not that I'm gay.
Haven't you, like, dated women before, Jason?
You know, I have, but they were all fat. maybe this is my coming out party right here.
I think we average each other out because mine are abnormally thin.
That's true.
Mine are all right. Mine's kind of.
Well, it doesn't matter now. You're in a trunk.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So I'm gonna go do some manly stuff.
Yeah, sure.
Like what? A bunch of sweaty men.
Yeah. No. That's. I don't want to give anyone any bad ideas, so I'm gonna go and hang out in lingerie stores and totally leer at women. That's what I'm gonna do.
You might just turn creepy.
Maybe, but see, that's the thing, because I'm creepy right now. This conversation's been creepy for about the last 10 minutes.
I don't want to die.
So,
I actually don't see why I have to die. I didn't really do anything.
Well, you didn't. No, you didn't. You stir up some unfortunate feelings, though, Robert. So you have to kill you.
Why can't I just not never see you again or something?
Well,
that would be kind of sad.
You won't.
Maybe I'm the one who's gay.
Unless it. That's possible. Maybe it's just your gay has been rubbing off.
Maybe my gay has been running off on you.
Yeah. What about you, Josh? Did you feel when he was in the trunk? Did you feel?
I'm not feeling anyone in this conversation.
You're not feeling anyone. Okay. What about you, Nick?
Absolutely.
To say. Nick says I like, absolutely. I think so. We got two out of three here.
I like Nick. You know what? I really like Nick.
Oh really?
See, I'm the one who's gay. Let me out of the trunk.
You know, I was gonna call this episode Roundabouts, but I think I'm gonna call it Gayest Episode Ever 2.
I hate you. God, I hate all of you.
Yeah.
I always get the crap end of the stick. You guys need to listen to Noxcast sometime.
Yeah. No, I just walked by Jason's room and realized that I probably shouldn't listen to Noxcast.
Yeah, then you'll hate yourselves like me and Jason do, and you'll end up locked in a trunk. Or you'll end up locking somebody in a trunk.
I already put Jason in a trunk, we discussed this.
Oh yeah, you did, but you weren't trying to kill him.
Yeah.
Thoughts ran through my mind.
So what have you been doing lately, Robert? What's going on in Robert Land?
I haven't been doing anything. I don't think that's any of your business.
Uh-oh.
Queer.
Come on, Robert.
Nike's trying to dig into the bed.
Yeah, Nike, stop.
I've just been around the world, been going to, like, a lot of places, like Japan and Canada and
Australia. And Canada. Sorry, I'm not paying attention, Robert. Nike is literally trying to dig a hole in my bed. That is terrible.
Doesn't he do that right before he's about to crap?
No.
I do.
You better keep that trunk clean, Knox.
Oh, so maybe if I crap in this trunk...
Then you're just going to have a very uncomfortable situation for the next hour or so.
Ah, crap.
So, is there anything else left to say, Robert?
Ow.
I don't think we've said that yet.
You okay?
Yeah, I just got this really bad headache. Because I can't even talk. I think you should let me out, because I think I'm really dying now. Yeah, it's real funny.
I think we're reaching about the point where I'd win the pool with your air supply. So if you could just die now, that'd be great for my wallet.
Yeah, we took bets.
Yes.
What do you mean, bets?
We took bets on around the hour or so you would at least lose consciousness.
Yes. I would love it right now if you would fall unconscious.
Yeah, it's also
wait,
got
if
about
I
five
go,
more minutes.
Yeah.
Okay, if I go unconscious, you won't kill me.
No, it's...
See, because then I'd probably...
Like, okay, right when I go unconscious, are you going to, like, try to, like, you know, get me out of here?
Well, I guess our listeners will see next week, if you're still here. Yeah.
I guess he's not.
No, like...
Oh, I thought I won the money there for a second.
No, I promise that...
Will it help if I turn the car alarm on? Will the beeping sounds keep you up?
Sure. I don't know. I feel like I gotta puke. I'm about to puke.
Can't you just hold it? It's a very nice trunk.
No.
You're gonna ruin a nice thing.
Just let me out of the trunk.
I think your cell phone is breaking up.
No.
Probably don't get good reception in the trunk.
His responses are getting pretty short, I think.
I think he's trying to conserve air at this. No, breathe heavier. You only have about 3 minutes left for my time frame.
Oh, we lost him.
You there?
No, I'm here.
Oh, damn it!
Yeah, I'm messing with my iPhone.
Josh was just about lost his bet.
I'm trying to find a good song to listen to while I die.
A short one, preferably.
Wait.
Why don't you listen to something by Prince? Prince is cool.
Wait, what are your bets?
We're not gonna tell you, because then you'll try to die at a certain time to let someone win.
You know, I don't think I really care who wins. Like, you know, if I die, I die. You know, I'd rather stay alive as long as possible.
No. You'd rather die in the next 2 minutes.
Yeah, Josh totally loses if you're not gone in the next 2 minutes. I think Josh just lost $20.
This sucks. Don't make me come back there with a bat.
Are you there?
Hey, look at this.
You there?
Pay up.
All right.
I think Joshua won.
Oh. No, I'm here.
Oh, come on! Got me all excited.
That's funny, Robert.
I definitely got close, though. Does that count? Nah.
Is this going to be the longest Noxcast episode ever?
No, not even close. We need to do, like, a not... No, well, I guess we can't. I was going to say, but... We need to do, like, a marathon episode one time where we just stay on for hours.
Too bad he doesn't have minutes left.
I'll just get Evil Nox to come down and do it.
There you go.
Do you remember Evil Nox? Hello?
You're too late for me anyway. I've lost my pet.
Okay, well,
I guess we lost him.
Man, I should have put 2 more minutes on my frame.
Well, thanks for listening to Noxcast.
I think Nike just won.
Yeah, I might be back next week. If the police don't get involved, Robert, I'm not sure. We'll have to see.
Maybe he just won't remember all of this.
Well, it might be brain damage.
Yeah,
that might be.
If we reach coma state, then I think we can just make up a story.
Bears.
I don't know
how we'll fit that, but bears.
Bears suffocated him.
Bears, yes.
One slept on his face.
Yeah, bears slept on it. No one's gonna believe that, you idiot. You suck.
Yeah, at least I'm trying.
All right, well, bye everyone. We'll see you next week.
Very well.
Au revoir.
Good night, everyone.
Yeah.